Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to your weekly edition of the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all having a great week. As always, guys, gratitude is a big thing for me. And so for all of you that messaged in last week to thank me and acknowledge that you'd listened to the Understanding Your Customer and Audience podcast, thank you. That actually was one of the most engaged and listened to podcasts that I've put on for a long, long time. What resonated, I think, with a lot of people was taking you guys out of that confused and stressed state of kind of trying to create content and not really understanding why either it's not being engaged or, more importantly, just not being able to put anything together, you know. And there'll be a difference in my podcasts. You know, sometimes I'll talk to trainers who are specifically in gyms. Other times I'm going to talk to people that are trying to grow a business online or digitally. But to be honest with you, in this day and age, if you are growing a business on the ground, it does pay for you to be putting some digital content out there for practice, for experience. I was actually talking to somebody yesterday and just saying how valuable just researching other people's work is. You know, one of the things that I do frequently is just looking at people's writing, people's articles, and just seeing how they write and looking at different styles, because, you know, creating content is a skill. You know, it's a skill that people need to master. If you don't try and practice it, when it comes around to actually wanting to put some energy into your social media and grow an online business, create ebooks, build a website, whatever it may be, you've got quite a long way to go to learn. So that, it was really great that I got so much feedback from the last podcast, and thank you very much. Now, I was away at the weekend. I went away Friday to Monday to Italy. Beautiful, beautiful fort, Taormina. If you've never been, guys, it's stunning. Up in the mountains. Actually very close to where the scenes of the Godfather movie were filmed. And I had a great time. Went away with my wife and went to my first ever Jewish wedding. And I can say I probably had one of the best parties I've ever had. Of course, we had a few drinks and had a lot of fun and ate some amazing food. But just seeing the energy and happiness in that group of people, and I made a post this week actually about how important networking with different people is, and just listening and engaging and talking to people and just finding out what other people do in other industries and other fields, and even what they do for fun and enjoyment, you know, because I think that as fitness professionals, because we love what we do, it's very easy to get locked into training and eating and training and eating. And I did that for many, many years, and I haven't missed anything. I've always been a very much a sociable person. And I just think, you know, if you want to get better in business, you got to get better at life. And getting better at life is communicating with people and building relationships. And most of you are in the industry where building relationships is essential in our field. Which leads me nicely on to episode 71, which I'm actually going to call Where's Your Emotion? Because as you guys know, every day for me, I'm engaging with trainers and young fitness entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs who are looking to just create their, carve their way, you know, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you know, actually helping you guys is like puts hairs on the back of my neck, you know, it makes them stand on end, because there's such a big reason why I do what I do. And I'm going to get into that in a second. But the point about emotion that I want to make is I talk to a lot of people who have a business and there's nothing there. I talk to them about what they do, and they turn up for work, and they train clients, and they've got an online page, and they try and get online clients to there, and try and put content out. And then I just think, like, that's not infectious. That energy that just came through about, yeah, I'm a PT, and I have about 35 sessions a week, and I try and put content out regularly and try and build an online presence, and that's flat. And then when I speak to another trainer, I'm like, tell me what you do. Tell me, why you're involved in the fitness industry. And they're like, oh my, oh, do you know what? Like, I went through such a big change myself, and I love my training, and there's nothing I love more than studying and being able to know more about the body and how it works, and then how I can find a way to relate that to a particular type of person that I want to work and help them change their life. It's just so empowering, and you just think, wow. Because that emotion runs through not only just speaking to people in the gym, but socially, and it comes out in people's content that they care. And so this level of emotion that I'm going to talk to you guys about today is something that most of you are disconnected about. And I want to start really by talking about my emotion. Whenever I speak and I talk, share stories with you guys who have been to my seminars, and especially those guys who work at the high-end level with me, mentoring and on my mastermind, I don't stop sharing my experiences, but just how much I really care. And those that you work with me know, people that work with me privately have my WhatsApp, and I will never stop doing that. And I communicate a lot with people on WhatsApp voice note, and I truly believe that for me to help anyone, there needs to be regular communication. And I set aside a particular 2 times each day to be on my WhatsApp and reply with voice notes. So I don't have slots all the time where phone calls are in, because I think I value saving each of our time. And I think that's a bit of a smarter move for me. It's something that I do that works very well. If somebody's busy in the morning and they haven't got time to call me, but they've got time to leave a 3 or 4 minute voice note with a question, I can answer it at an appropriate time in the day. And that's time effective and efficient for us both. And it gets the job done. And the good thing about why I'm telling you this is that, when we get lost with texts and emails and that sort of stuff, emotion matters. You can actually say to somebody in a message that, I'm behind you, I'm supportive of you, I'm really trying to help you here. And similarly, you can hear emotion in somebody else's voice. And, when somebody needs you or they're trying to get a point across. And so language is so important. And one of the things that, trainers really kind of struggle with is connecting that emotion. Because, guys, I'm going to be honest with you, people buy from you because of your why, not because of what you do. And this really became, highlighted to me. I've been spending a lot of time recently building a brand new product, which is going to be out soon, called Brand Impact Mastery. And I'm going to be teaching you guys how to build a community, an engaging community that you'll be able to lead closer and closer to investing in your product and services. So I'm going to teach the concept of personal branding and how to speak. And one of the topics that I was talking about in some of the videos yesterday was finding your why. And when I talk about, people buying from you because of your why, or investing in you because of your why, or simply, I was away at the weekend in Italy, and I practice my why and refine my why all the time. And I was sitting with somebody, and I remember going back to a situation when I was younger, and someone said, "What do I do?" And I said I was a personal trainer, and they went, "All right, yeah, good. Where?" And it kind of deadens it off. Now, it's not to say that my profession isn't something to be proud of, but why I do what I do is very different. And when I was talking to this gentleman at the weekend, I said, I help personal trainers build a brand, because personal trainers come into the fitness industry with no business experience. And it saddens me to see how many fail and struggle, which is why I created my business consultancy to support personal trainers in being able to build a business and a personal brand that complements the skills that they have as professional coaches, so that they can have a successful, fulfilled, and happy career. And he was like, wow. How do you do that? And I just explained, through whether it's education, seminars, podcasts, whether or not it's my mastermind, mentoring personally with me. And he was like, that's incredible, you know. And we had such a long conversation and how that carried over to his business. And guess what? At the end of it, you know, he knows I was a trainer as well. And he was like, you know, can I do some work with you? I love what you do. And I was like, we just had a conversation about my passion and his interest in what I do. And I listened to his interest and passion in his business. And it kind of always dawns on me that when you have engaging conversation and people actually really, really get what it is that you do and why you do it, they buy into you even more. And 16 years into my career, you know, as I refine how I speak about what I do and the passion that I have for what I do, and I do, I have a deep-rooted passion. I'm going to tell you why I have that passion. I started the fitness industry at a point where podcasts, you know, YouTube, Facebook, it wasn't plentiful. You know, there's hardly anything out there. I was traveling all over the world to go to different seminars, and I was listening to different educators, and I was thinking, you know, these guys have a purpose. They actually, there's a reason that they do what they do. They care. And then I listened to educators that just didn't really care. They were in it to make money, and I could feel that. And there's two kind of whys for me at this point, why I ended up at business consultancy and why I ended up starting personal training. And let's go back to personal training, because I want this to resonate with you being a personal trainer, because being a business consultant for trainers isn't where you're at. So when I started training, genuinely, you know, I put a post out very recently and I said about joining it because you love training isn't going to make you successful. Well, I actually started the fitness industry because I love training. And that's not contradictory to my post, and I'll tell you why. Very, very quickly, I realized that my enjoyment for training had very little to do with the people I was in front of, because they were all overweight. And I started to really delve into them being overweight and how that was actually impacting the relationship that I was building with them, because I'd lost quite a lot of weight. I really enjoyed the process. You know, I really enjoyed the process of tapping into what I know and then trying to find out a way to present that information in an understandable way that resonated with them, that they could follow and they would lose weight and they would start to feel great. Because playing rugby, I carried probably 20% body fat, a bit more. And I didn't really like the way that I looked. And I started to lose body fat when I dislocated my shoulder. And through dislocating my shoulder, all I could do was exercise on the treadmill, fitness, running. And I started to run like crazy in intervals and everything. And I started to notice body fat coming down. And I started to change my diet. I started to read Arnold's Encyclopedia of Bodybuilder. I started to tweak my diet. And at the time, I was putting salad cream. And after training, I had salad cream, whole meal, pasta, tuna. I was at university. And I remember, now, regardless of whether or not that's great to have loads of salad cream and onions in there, you know, and all sorts of jazz, I knew what I was eating, and I just stayed consistent with that. My weight started to come down, and I loved how I felt. And I thought, you know what? Here's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Yes, I'm changing my body shape, but I'm learning. And then I started to just apply, just working a bit harder and changing the way that I was adapting my nutrition and teaching other people how to eat healthy themselves. And I thought, yeah, I love this. Then I wanted to just know more about other people. And I became obsessed with wanting to share everything that I was reading with other people to help empower them. And then I stopped one day and I went, it's all about them. I got to make this all about them. Of course, I'm going to train and I'm going to share my journey and, you know, hopefully inspire people that I'm walking the walk, but this is all about them. And so they've got their why, right? People that come to see you have got their why, and you've got your why. Now, the problem is if your why is just training, like if you just want to train, there isn't a why behind that. It's not a purpose and a passion and an excitement to help other people. People will see that. There'll be a disconnect. But what we've got to do is we've got to delve into what their why is. You know, why are you in the gym? Why are you here? Well, because I want to lose weight. No. Deeper. That's a lot deeper. It's a lot deeper for you. I don't want to be fat. I want to inspire my children. Love it. Why do you not feel inspiring to your children right now? Because I'm not healthy. I'm not sleeping well. I'm not representative of somebody that I want to inspire them. That's unbelievable. Well, let me tell you why I got into the fitness industry. I want to help people like you. I lost 20% body, 10% body fat, and I took myself from not liking how I looked to loving how I looked. And that brought me closer to why I do what I do. And they're like, great. So like everything that I want, you understand. And everywhere I want to go to, you can help me do that. Of course. Now imagine this. All I want to do is train. And I start to speak to that person. I'm like, yeah, we're going to kind of hit the weights and, we're going to put you on a diet. And yeah, it's all going to be great. And let's crack on. And that person's like, I'll kind of go with you on this. Like I said, I want to lose weight. And then I'll do it. And then I'm not really enjoying the gym because you're not really relating me to me in any way. Now, the person might not really understand their why, but you've not been able to link their why to what they're doing. And because you're so obsessed with what you're doing, you're disconnected with what you need to have as a fitness professional to be able to help this person improve. And so what's born essentially is an understanding of somebody else's why, and then you need to have a very powerful why to help other people, because that emotion will come out. If your emotion for your love of training, there is a huge disconnect there. So where's your emotion? 9 times out of 10 is if it's contained in what you do and not why you do it, people will not resonate with that. And one of the things that kind of separated me growing through the fitness industry is I just want to keep learning and I want to keep educating. And then as I started to improve my physique and build more muscle, my why started to change, because my why initially was helping average Joe clients lose weight, feel great. And then because I started to learn more and I was more inspired by everything that I was learning, I wanted to help other people build a better body shape. I wanted to help other people who wanted to lose more body fat and present a physique that they never thought was possible. And when I look at somebody and say, do you know what? My why was not just helping somebody train. My why was giving you something that you never thought was possible. And the point is, I don't want to help people lose weight. I don't want to help people train. I want to give them something that I never thought was possible. There's emotion. And my why was that. And I tell you why. Because throughout my career, as I built my physique, I never thought it was possible. I started training with Milos and he took me to my first show. I never thought I'd be a bodybuilder. I never thought I would be on a British stage getting second in my first show. And Milos said, you know what? Trust me. He knew how to get me there. And then when I got there, I was like, do you know what? Wow. If I can take myself here, imagine how much I can help other people. And then my why just kept growing stronger and stronger. And whether or not it's an average Joe or whether it's me bodybuilding, my why is showing people that they can achieve whatever they want. Because I'd been able to do it to myself, and my pride and my passion is teaching everybody to do that for themselves. And then as I kept moving further into the industry, I kept having trainers contact me and saying, you know, I want to get in the best shape of my life. And I was like, well, my why is giving you everything that I've learned over my career so far, and so you can experience something that I've experienced too. It was so empowering. And then they started to ask me, you know, I'm trying to get more customers. I'm trying to get more clients. And then I would kind of say, well, there's obviously a disconnect with the why you're doing it and a disconnect with what other people are understanding about you. And we've got to bring those together. And I started working with more trainers at an internship level. And then I would have them at the gym. And then we started the seminars. And then I had to stop and realign myself, because my why suddenly switched from loving and being passionate about helping people achieve a body shape that they never thought was possible to a new why. And what had happened is I'd been able to cultivate a reputation for myself, a revenue for myself, by growing as a fitness professional, by following my why, helping other people achieve theirs, to a point where I was inspiring personal trainers to ask me how they could achieve a business or a success similar to me. And then I started to work with other trainers, and I started to cultivate this. I love sharing how I've built my business with trainers. I love it. Of course, I love helping anybody with training, but it suddenly got kind of overtaken with this overwhelming feeling of I want to help personal trainers grow. And let me go back to where that why started from. No one taught me in the fitness industry in the early days how to build a business, talk to clients, sell personal training, build a Facebook page, build a website. No one ever taught me to do that. I went out and did that myself. I hired mentors. I had email marketing mentors, web developers. I've had brand developers. You know, I've now got a team around me of marketers and managers and digital marketing support team, email support team, all these different people. And they've been cultivated over time. And I was like, Christ, you know, all of this stuff that I've learned, you know, and I'm able now to help a trainer realize their dreams. And if you've entered the fitness industry, and I hope you feel this passion, because this is emotion. This is me genuinely telling you that having a phone call, being mentoring a coach, having somebody on my mastermind program, seeing them at this struggling, low in self-confidence, lacking in clarity, lacking in knowledge of how to build a business, is starving them of their true potential, who they are. Because everyone who enters the fitness industry to help other people, you guys deserve to have success. But the success will come when you marry being a professional trainer with being a professional business person and a young entrepreneur, right? And your passion for helping other people, you'll always keep moving forward, but you need to marry that with business. And this is where my why kind of became that emotional connection. And so when I present my content to you guys all the time, it's like I'm trying to think all the time of, you know, all the struggles and pains and issues that I've been through continually to help you. And that's my why. That's where my emotion comes from. So how does this kind of turn itself around to you? Well, where you're at now is you probably got to disconnect with what your why is. There isn't a why. You know, if you entered the fitness industry because you love training, people aren't going to resonate with you. So when you tell me that, yeah, you PT and it's just a job, having a job as a PT isn't a why. If you've not entered this industry to make a difference, change lives to people, then there is going to be a disconnect, because you'll train a few people that want to work out with you, but not people that actually feel the reason why you're doing what you're doing. And they need to feel that. You know, when I talk to a trainer about my emotion behind wanting to help them, you change, they go like, you get me. You get where I'm at and you've been where I'm at. And I know you can help me. Exactly. Same thing when I was working with people with their physiques. Like, guys, I've been where you are. I've had shit shoulders. I've got this, you know, reconstructed left shoulder, ankle ligament tear, you name it. All these things, prolapsed L5, S1, I've been there. So if you want to get me to help you move forward there, like, I feel that for you. Not only have I been there, but I want to help you. And that's why I invested my time and energy for years developing knowledge and skill to be able to do that. And you see that connection when I talk to somebody, they go, Jesus, yeah, I'm in. Now you go, yeah, of course I can put you in for a session and we'll do your fat calipers and we'll start your diet. Your emotion isn't there because you've not connected any purpose behind what you do. Now, I urge you, just from listening to this podcast today, to sit down and think, do you know what? If I walked into Mark's office today and Mark said to me, why do you do what you do? Now, there is a why connected to relationships, family, led, you know, where you want to get to for the rest of your life. I mean, Christ, I'll tell you now, my why is my wife. Like, she's the most beautiful person I've ever met. And all I want to do is to provide the most incredible life for her, the children that we will have. That's my personal why. But do you know what's funny? That personal why comes straight back to my business why. Because, you know, everything that I do in business has a huge carryover to the why that I want to achieve and the vision that I have for the rest of my life. And with you guys, I've never really connected to this before. There is never going to be any purpose to your day. It's going to be like Groundhog Day. It's going to get frustrating. It's going to get boring. But as a professional coach, you walk in that gym and somebody shakes your hand in the morning. You have an opportunity to change their life. The next time you shake your client's hand and look at them and go, why am I delivering this to you? Now, with all my clients, I used to just talk to them about how much I care. And it really matters to me that they engage with me and they listen to me and they learn from me. And because ultimately I want them to achieve something that they didn't think was possible, but I've listened to them and it is actually what they want to achieve. But I've got to work out a way to be able to move them forward. But that emotional connection got me a lot further with people. got me a lot more invested with people. People bought into me a lot more, and they still do today. So what's your why? Did you get into the fitness industry because you love training, but then ultimately there's this deep-rooted passion to share what you've experienced with your physique, your body, or even everything you've helped with other people? You just want to pass on and give people happiness, give people fulfillment, help them achieve what they want to do in life. Can you stand in front of me and say, do you know what? The demographic of 40 to 60 years of age is generally losing muscle, feeling low in energy, stressed and overweight. And I dedicate myself to helping that demographic of people have a fulfilled, healthy life. And I do it because my father wasn't healthy. My mother wasn't healthy. And I helped them through their problems. Invariably, in the early days of your fitness career, the reason why you're doing what you're doing is because it's impacted you at a level. You enter the fitness industry because it's impacted you somehow. And the feeling of exercising becomes something you want to share with other people. The feeling of feeling well on food is something you want to share with other people and give them that. And that's your why. You know, if you're having a consultation with somebody and you say, yeah, what is it that you want to achieve? Yeah, we'll book you in for a session. I want to feel your heart emotion and say, look, do you know what? I'm so excited that you're on this journey with you, because why I do what I do is because of this. And then how I do it is like this. And they're like, you care. So where's your emotion? If your emotion isn't there, I guarantee there is a disconnect with why you do what you do and what you do. What you do is your job. What you do is a personal trainer. But the why you do it is where the emotion lies. And if you're emotionless, there will be no emotion in selling ebooks. There'll be no emotion behind trying to get online clients. There'll be no emotion on the gym floor when you talk to people about what you do. When I used to walk around the gym floor and people used to see me, my eyes light up and I'd say, hey, how are you? And they were like, that guy loves what he does. And do you know what? Now when I stand up on stage and when I present podcasts or when I speak to anybody on the phone or when I see them in person, they go, fuck, mate, you love helping trainers. I'm like, mate, ha, I'd like to stay. Or some nights I want to stay up keeping content created in programs. And I was with my videographer yesterday filming from 10 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, content for my new program. Because I want to give you guys back that passion, or give you that passion, give you that energy, give you the framework to be able to take what you haven't got right now and lead you down a path to having more clients, more engagement, more enjoyment of your industry, more clarity about what you're doing, but ultimately having more people invest in you. So your life becomes more fulfilled and you're happy. And so this podcast has given me more energy and excitement than so many, because I'm actually talking so much in depth, not necessarily about topics, but emotion. And if you are lost, guys, with your emotion, if you're lost with your why, if you feel that your personal brand is lacking in some way, shape, or form, and if you feel there's no congruency with your content, with the products you want to make, with the clients you want to attract on the ground, then you can always reach out to me. You can send me a DM and say, Mark, I'm disconnected. I'm lost. And you can spend 1, 2, 3 years being disconnected. You can try and go on courses to try and find your connection. But the connection is often on a piece of paper. The connections with an exploration of you, what makes you tick, what makes you happy, what you value the most. It often comes from listening, speaking to your wife, your partner, your family, and asking questions about, like, what am I telling you? What do you feel from me? Where's my energy? Where's my excitement? Where's my passion? Or you can contact me. You can come on my mastermind. I take you through the whole exploration process so you have a framework for success. You can reach out. We can do some mentoring together, business coaching online. Or you can send me a DM and say, look, can I just jump on a 10-minute quick call with you? And I just want to explore what I could do, because I want success. I want to move forward. And then you may be at a stage right now where you're thinking, do you know what? I'm not ready for exploring everything. I just want to do what I do. And do you know what? That's great. the whole purpose of the podcast is to give you an insight into what's possible for you if you started putting new systems, strategies in place for your business and your life. Because I truly believe this, guys, and I can promise I can tell you this, the amount of people I've mentored who I've taken from low in self-confidence, low in clarity, unsure of the direction, to solid vision, a solid mission, powerful values, products, and an audience that are literally clambering over each other to try and work with that person. Because when people feel connected to the purpose and they see that there's a solution that you can provide them to move forward, they will invest in you. And when they invest in you, you become more fulfilled because you make more money. And money is important to the fulfilling what you want out of your life. But when you have more people coaching with you, guess what? More people coaching with you gives you testimonials, gives you referrals, gives you recommendations. So you can work with even more people and spread the word and get more people changing their body shapes, changing their lives, becoming happier. And then that fulfills you, because that's ultimately what we're in the industry for, to try and empower and help as many people as possible. So if you're locked and you're stuck and you just feel like you need 10 minutes, drop me a DM and say, look, I just need a 10-minute call. That's my offer to you. And I know this is going out to thousands, and I know how many messages I get on Instagram, and you guys know how many I reply to. But I'm here to serve you. I'm here to help you. And I really, genuinely, from my heart, hope that this podcast has touched you and helped you and served you and moved you forward from where you were when you first pressed play this morning or this afternoon. Guys, have an absolutely wonderful day. And please, as always, screenshot the podcast, share it on your Insta stories, share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook. Let's help more personal trainers in the world lead a fulfilled, happy, and successful career by learning more about the things that they don't necessarily know about yet, so that they can all progress and move forward. And that includes you, and I mean that. Have a fantastic day, and I shall speak to you soon.